Hey, did you want salt or butter on the popcorn, babe?
Both. You know it's always both.
Popcorn is popping, wine is here. What else do we...
Damn remote. I never understand why it... My husband takes the remote from my hand, and with a few quick movements, suddenly it's working again. Okay, see, how did you do that? The remote just listens to you. I was literally pressing that same button.
It's a gift. What can I say? Remotes love me.
He heads back to the kitchen to get the popcorn, and I turn to the TV, scrolling to try to find our show with a remote that suddenly works just fine.
Okay, so can you tell me again what's so great about the show that we had to cancel our plans to watch it tonight?
I don't know. It's like... It's hard to explain.
What's hard to explain about a bunch of women finding it attractive that he's a creepy stalker boyfriend who traps the current woman of his obsession in a glass case and taunts her before killing her? Oh yeah, he also kills literally everyone in her life if they so much as look at her sideways, because that's totally normal. Then you're telling me it's not the first time he's...
Okay, it's not like that.
That is literally the entire first season, babe. And then this other chick comes in. What's her name? Hope or Lust or something? And she's the same kind of insane, but also somehow worse?
Oh my God, did you even watch any of the first three seasons with me?
You know, I tried not to.
Popcorn, perfect. And the...
Your wine, milady. Wouldn't forget that. Okay, seriously though, I have to ask, do you really think this guy is attractive? Not like the actor, sure, but that guy.
The look on his face is genuine, and I can tell he's trying not to tease me too much about my ridiculous obsession with this show. Yeah.
Okay, but like his character, isn't liking him kind of strange, though? I mean, he literally...
Oh my God. Okay, so it's not about what he does. Like, he is a bad guy, absolutely. His obsession with these women doesn't just border on crazy. It is crazy.
But,
okay, do you remember when I first showed you the trailer for this show? The first season, as he's watching her and he's narrating what she's doing. But it's more than that. He's asking himself things about her. What is she thinking? The clothes she's wearing today, why did she pick those? The book she's reading, does she like it?
Yeah, and you're telling me that's not creepy?
The actions, obviously, but the amount of attention he's paying to her, the curiosity he has about her, the fixation on her, he pays attention to the smallest details. I don't know, there's something kind of... I guess some people just find it romantic in a twisted kind of way.
Some people?
The smirk on his face is bordering on smug, and I roll my eyes at him, giving in. Okay, fine, you caught me. I think he's hot, okay? The whole show is hot, full of hot people doing insane things, and it's sick and twisted and hot, and I love it. But, I mean, have you heard the way he speaks? Come on, how could I not?
Hello there. Who are you?
Oh, God. I hate to admit just how much that turns me on. He actually kind of sounds like the guy.
I mean, come on, you find that sexy?
My cheeks flush a little, and I quickly glance at the TV, suddenly not wanting to meet his eye.
Oh, my God, you do. That totally did something for you, didn't it?
Okay, you sounded a little bit like him, that's all. Come on, let's just watch the... He pulls the remote out of my hand and holds it up high. I struggle on my tiptoes to reach it, but can't. He wraps his free arm around my waist and pulls me tight into him.
Oh, no, you are never living this down. I could have some fun with this.
Although we were just having a completely normal conversation... I'm suddenly aware of how the muscles in his arm flex around me, the grip of his fingers on my side, and the way my hands are pressed into his chest. I'm aware of the way he's looking down at me, that mischievous smirk on his lips. What kind of fun were you thinking?
Well, let's picture a scenario where a woman, let's say you, for example, she's getting ready for work in the morning in front of a big, beautiful window. Kind of like the one we have in our bedroom.
His grip around my waist tightens a little as he continues.
What she doesn't know is that a man is watching her through the window. watching her choose her outfit, get dressed, slide on those black heels, walk over to her vanity and choose her favorite pair of earrings. He wonders where she got them. She wears them every day, but they don't look expensive. Sentimental then, maybe. He knows he shouldn't be watching her, but he just can't help it. The way she stands by the window, her blouse slightly open, she wants to be seen.
His grip loosens as he leans down to whisper in my ear.
Now all I can think about is one thing. Her.
His lips are hovering just above my ear, and a chill shoots down my spine. What happens next?
Danke, dass du dir dieses Audio Desires Hörspiel angehört hast. Leider müssen wir hier Schluss machen, weil diese Folge zu heiß für die meisten Plattformen ist. Die ganze Geschichte findest du auf audiodesires.de. Erstelle dir einen kostenlosen Account und erhalte jeden Monat Zugang zu neuen Gratisinhalten in voller Länge. Oder hol dir das Premium-Abo und schalte hunderte von Geschichten und Guides frei. Und? Lust auf mehr?